it was kind of surreal to see someone else's mouth moving, but my voice coming out of her mouth.
Would you have enough guts to sing your order in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru? I kind of forced our guest today to do that, only to find out she's a very shy person, and that was way outside of her comfort zone. Oops! I think JJ Heller has forgiven me for that. She's a Nashville-based singer, songwriter, wife, and mother of two beautiful girls. JJ's songs have been featured nationwide on Christian radio stations, but more importantly, in your minivans and your children's bedrooms.
You are my missing piece.
Welcome on in. Grab some nuggets because this is My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm a wife, mom, and just like you, I'm a massive Chick-fil-A fan. So I created this space where we can enjoy the goodness that is Chick-fil-A without consuming calories. Yay. So here to help me serve up some chat, laughs, and chicken is my guest co-host, Jim Mann. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to tell everybody a little about yourself?
Well, besides the obvious runway model, I, too, am on the shy side of things. I totally understand that. I've been on radio for 30 years, married 31, have four perfect children, mostly because of my, my wife. But and then I do whatever Allison says.
Thank you.
Pretty much.
So how about be quiet right now?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, I know you're a huge fan of our guest today. JJ Heller is a singer-songwriter whose videos have been played over 22 million times on YouTube, over 188 million songs streamed. Wow. She's released her 10th full-length studio album. That was in 2018. Welcome, JJ.
Thank you. Wow. I am so honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. This is so exciting. So I kind of touched on it, but can we go back to when we first met? It was a few years ago, and I know you remember it because I kind of like scarred you.
She's had counseling now. So.
Yeah, it left a mark.
I made you sing your Chick-fil-A order. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I honestly was so nervous because I am a very introverted person, and I also really like to make people feel comfortable at all times. And so it was like, am I going to make this person feel awkward when I sing my order? And but I'm really glad that you made me do it because it was actually really fun and I would never have done that on
and
my own.
You do this regularly now?
Yeah, so it's like every time I go to Chick-fil-A.
Here she comes.
No, just once. Once was good.
Well, can you get, like, just in case people don't know what we're talking about, can you do a little?
Oh, I just, we rolled up to the, what's it called? The
drive-thru?
Little speaker thing, yeah. where you place your order. I would like some Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I don't remember what I did.
Oh, I'm bringing tears to my eyes already.
I think I remember you ordered a chicken biscuit or something.
Wow.
I think I just blocked it out.
Okay, so you may not be singing your Chick-fil-A order, but you're constantly creating new music. In fact, you release new music every month.
I do. Yeah, on the first Friday of every month, there's a new song from me.
And you work, are you like staying up all night on the first Thursday to get it done?
At the beginning, yes. I've been doing this now for over 2 years. And at the beginning, my husband, Dave, and I, we write the songs together. And we were scrambling to get it, get the song recorded and then mixed and then mastered. And then you have to submit it to all of the digital outlets. And there were a couple times where it was just down to the wire. But now we have kind of a system going. We have a buffer. So I think we are about to record our song for July or August. So we're really far ahead of the curve now. Wow. We've learned our lesson.
I did download the song, The Best Thing.
Oh!
Lovely song, that is.
Thank you.
It's so simple. I felt so childlike listening to it, but it really, it moved me.
Why would you put yourself under that kind of pressure, though? Does that help you? Do you work well under those kind of deadlines?
Well, here's the thing. I'm able to create so much content because I've shifted the way that I work, basically. Like, a couple of years ago, my husband and I had this conversation about, is our lifestyle working for our family? Because, like you mentioned, we have two little girls at home. Lucy is 11 now. She's in fifth grade. And then Nora is in second grade, and she's 8. And they've grown up with either being on the road with us, because my husband travels and plays with me, or as they've gotten older, we started to leave them at home and then go on these short trips and then come back. And it's kind of all that they've ever known, and it's always been fine. And they've always, like, when we left, they would say, like, bye, Mom. Like, we'll see you on FaceTime or whatever. But then just a couple years ago, they started to get really sad when we left. And they would say, please don't leave. And my heart was breaking. And it was a pattern. They just kind of continued to have the same reaction. And so Dave and I sat down and had a hard conversation about, like, I don't think that this is working for us. And it doesn't feel like our family is as healthy as it can be if our kids are sad about us leaving. And so we prayed about it and just, like, looked at the numbers and tried to figure out, can we stop touring? Like, is that even an option? And we realized that we could. And so we've just been kind of tapering off over the past couple years. And this year in 2020, my goal is to play about 6 shows for the entire year.
How does that compare to what your schedule was?
I mean, well, to people who don't play music, it was probably a lot. Like, I think we played like 50 shows a year, but I have so many friends who will play 100 or even 200 shows a year. So even when we were touring hard, it still wasn't as much as other people that I know. But going from 50 shows down to 6 is pretty drastic. But all that to say, since I'm not on the road, I can write songs and I can record songs, and it's been so much fun.
Well, the stress level's down.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. And I think when I was touring, it was like we would leave and then we would come back and it would just be kind of playing catch up, like laundry, permission slips, doing all the school stuff. And it would take a few days for our kids to settle in. And then we would be home for a couple days and then we'd have to leave again. And so I think what I've discovered about myself is if I don't have enough margin, like if I'm stressed out, then I can't really be creative. But if I give myself space, then that's where all of the ideas come from.
That's a beautiful thing. And it sounds like it's impacted your family in a great way.
Yeah, it's been so wonderful.
Yeah, now, when your girls were little, you wrote all those songs, the lullabies and all that. And for that season of life, which I just love that thing. Why didn't I do that when my kids were little?
I don't know.
Actually, I did make up songs, but they didn't appreciate it as much as I'm sure your girls did. But do you ever think that that will be so successful?
No. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. When we wrote the Lullaby album, when our kids were very small, I think mostly because I was looking for music to play for them, and I couldn't really find anything that I really enjoyed listening to and they enjoyed as well. And plus, I was just in the throes of, like, new mommyhood, and I had just all of these new feelings and emotions, and so I just put them all down in songs. And so Dave and I wrote these songs to play over our children as they were falling asleep, songs of hope and peace and love and truth. And at the time, I just thought this will be a fun side project. And I had no, like, big expectations of, like, even like a spiritual impact. I just thought this is something that's on my heart. I don't know what's going to come of it, but it just feels like something that I need to do. And so we released it into the world, and it was fine. I mean, people liked it, but it wasn't like this huge splash. But then over months and years, just the stories started to flood in of the songs having almost a medicinal effect. So not only were they being played for kids as part of their regular bedtime routine or nap time and calming them there and in the car, which we all know is very important, but parents were telling me that they would play it for their children in the hospital as they were going in for treatment, that it would be the only thing that would calm them down as they were about to do these scary things. And it was just incredible the amount of stories like that that I started to hear, and just to see the way that God was using these simple lullabies to bring peace into people's lives.
I love how you say the beautiful thing about music is that it reminds us we're not alone. And you actually have this amazing place on your website, jjheller.com, where people have shared those stories mm-hmm. that you mentioned and how they connected to your music and what that's meant to them. Can you maybe share one of those stories specifically that particularly touched you?
Okay, so there is one story where this man wrote in and he said that he and his wife, I think they have 4 or 5 biological children who were getting older, but they also had a heart to foster children, and that his wife is a registered nurse, and so the children and the babies that would be placed in their homes in their home would be kids who had significant medical needs. And he told me that a lot of them came into their home addicted to drugs, unresponsive, not wanting to take a bottle. And this one day he was listening to like an iTunes lullaby playlist, and one of my songs came on while he was trying to feed one of the babies that they were fostering. And immediately the baby's whole demeanor changed, and there was just this peace that came over. And then he just quickly like looked up my name and found the lullabies. And he said that they, at that point when he had written the letter, they had had, I think, over 10 or 15 different children and babies come in and out of their house. And he said that without fail, every single one of them, when they heard my songs, would just immediately calm down. And then he said that at the time he was writing that email to me, he could hear my music playing in 3 different rooms in his house. So, I mean, it makes me want to cry just telling that story, just the way that God works in ways that, like, I never thought that was possible when I was writing the lullabies. I had no idea how he would use these songs.
You have a beautiful gift, and God is definitely using that. Well, coming up, pull out the milkshakes. We're going to celebrate some really cool stuff going on in JJ Heller's life right now. That's when we return.
Hi, guys. Allison here. I know you're a huge fan of Chick-fil-A, just like me. And I also know you're probably a really kind person, just like me. Just kidding. Which is why I love blessing people, even strangers in unexpected ways. You know, random acts of kindness. That's why I created a free printable to help you bless a friend or a stranger with a Chick-fil-A gift card. Because whose day wouldn't be a million times better if someone gave them free Chick-fil-A, right? So head to chickfilapodcast.com/free to print out your free Chick-fil-A gift card sleeve. Just print, cut, and pop a gift card in there to make someone say, Chick-fil-A! That's chickfilapodcast.com/free.
Welcome back. We've got our milkshakes because it's time for Chick-fil-Yay! The part in the show where we celebrate what's going great in life over milkshakes. So what are you drinking, JJ? What do you got there?
Oh, cookies and cream.
Oh, yum. Is that your favorite?
It totally is. Yes.
So good. Jim sadly can't have a milkshake.
I've got water.
No.
He's on the sugar-free life as he fights cancer, but he's kicking cancer's booty, so he can't complain. That's something to celebrate.
Yeah, it is. With some water.
Yay!
Why can't they make like sugar-free, dairy-free milkshakes?
I don't know.
They do. It's called water.
Yeah, it's a little thin.
You could chew on some ice, right? Yeah. Is that something? I don't know. Well, JJ, what are you celebrating right now?
So something really unexpected and super fun just happened recently. I was invited to be a part of a film that just came out called I Still Believe. It's the story of Jeremy Camp's life. And so I was asked to be the singing voice of the female lead in the film.
That is so incredible. So you got to be in a movie, but we won't see you. We'll get to hear you.
Right.
So can you give us a clue of what the scene's like? Like what you're going to be singing?
Sure. So it's Jeremy is meeting his wife. Well, she wasn't his wife at the time, but they're in college. And it was one of the first times that they hung out together. And so they meet on the beach and he has his guitar and she says, play a song for everybody. And he says, no. And she said, please. And so he plays this old Delirious song called Find Me in the River. And then about a verse into it, she joins in and sings harmony with him. Only it's me.
So cool. That had to be a neat thing to see that in the theater and, like, hear your voice.
It was kind of surreal to see someone else's mouth moving, but my voice coming out of her mouth. But it was, like, it was so fun.
Are you going to stand up each time and say, that was me?
No, but if my mom was there, she would do that. That's my daughter!
Totally. That's what moms are supposed to do. I think I saw you post on Instagram that ladies should definitely wear waterproof mascara if they see this movie.
Oh, get ready. Oh, my goodness. I should have known because, you know, it's a story of true love, but it's a story of tragedy. And I knew that, but I was not prepared. And so, yes, my advice is bring tissues and wear waterproof mascara.
Did you hear that, Jen?
What about guys? What do we do? Just pretend we're not crying?
Yes.
Just own it.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Well, coming up, you probably won't need waterproof mascara unless you laugh so hard you cry or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. We're going to play a little game with JJ Heller. Hopefully, she'll still be my friend after this. Oh, stick dear. Around.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you. Welcome back to My Pleasure, the unofficial. Is it the unofficial?
Yes.
The unofficial.
So far.
Chick-fil-A Podcast with your host, Allison Storm, and I guess I'm a guest. Coast.
Yeah.
Co-host, Jim Mann.
Coast. I like that.
I'm a coast.
A new word there.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play a little game, something I call True It or Dare. And if you know Chick-fil-A, you know True It, Kathy.
So yep. Clever.
So basically, Jim and JJ, you're going to play Truth or Dare Chick-fil-A style.
All right.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Me.
All right.
I'm sorry. I want to make it easier on you.
Okay. You test the waters for me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now you can decide. You know, this is when you decide if you want to pick truth or dare. So what do you want? Truth or dare?
Truth. I don't trust you on dares.
Okay. Truth. Jim, what is your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is poor customer service, customer relations in a business where fast food, for crying out loud. Let's talk about that. When you go up to a drive-thru and they're not even looking at you, and they're like handing you change or talking to a coworker, I can't stand that. Doesn't happen at Chick-fil-A, of course.
Can I add to this?
No.
Even though yes, the question okay. wasn't to me.
Stepping all over me. Go ahead.
I just had to go to that big super center place. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name. Can I? Walmart. And there was one register open.
Weird.
The self-checkout wasn't even open. Like, what does it take to open the self-checkout? Don't they just turn on the computer? You don't have any problems like that, do you, JJ?
Oh, no. I have patience for days with everyone and all things.
Oh, good for you.
She'll write a song about it.
All right, truth or dare, JJ?
Well, he did truth, so I'll do dare.
Ooh.
No. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So this is your dare. Take a spoonful of all the Chick-fil-A sauces mixed together. Are you ready for
okay.
that?
Okay.
We just happen to have them.
No!
Now, can you, while I'm getting this ready, can you name all the sauces?
I don't think so. I can try. Let's see. Polynesian is the best.
That's what Jim says.
Yes. And then
for shy people.
There's Chick-fil-A sauce, of course.
Yes.
There's the Chipotle one, right?
That's only on the sandwich. That's more of a packet.
Sriracha. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's honey mustard, right?
Good, yes.
And ranch.
You are kind of a pro.
Are there any more that I'm missing?
Zesty buffalo.
Oh, right. I ignore that one because I'm not a big...
All of them.
Okay.
All right, I've got a couple in here. I got a couple more to go. It's smelling very saucy. Polynesian's going in. You'll like that one.
All right. I might, maybe not after today, though.
Jim, give me some...
What?
Zesty buffalo. That one cannot be missed.
I'm having trouble. This would be childproof.
Guys, there's like yellow sauce and orange sauce and red sauce going in a plastic cup.
So gross. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
This looks great. Isn't that what you meant?
We might invent something new, you guys.
You, the best thing ever.
You should have at least provided me with a nugget to dip it.
No way. That's so easy.
Where's your milkshake?
All right, wow. I'm mixing it up.
I really should have said truth. Okay.
I do only have a fork for you, so do your best.
Yeah, a forkful.
Mm. How does it smell?
It actually does not smell that bad. It just, like, it smells like a, like, sauce. All right, here I go.
That was barely in
it.
How was it?
Ooh, very vinegary. Yikes. Okay, I'm drinking some milkshake now.
Wash it down with some cookies and cream milkshake. I love it. All right, Jim, truth or dare?
Which one should I do?
Dare.
All right, here's your dare.
Oh, no. She lit up.
Make up and sing a Chick-fil-A jingle on the spot. Ready, go.
I eat Chick-fil-A every stinking day. It's the only way to make my day.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I mean, you rhymed day twice, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, that's okay. It's on the spot.
How do you think, JJ? How did he do?
She's going to use it.
I wrote that down real fast. I was actually very impressed. That good work on the spot.
Yeah, was good.
Thank you very much.
All right, truth or dare?
Truth.
I had a feeling you were going to say
scared.
Truth.
Scared of the dare.
Okay, here's a good one. After you dropped a piece of food, what's the longest you left it on the ground and then ate it?
Okay, see, this totally depends on where I dropped it. Because if it's at any fast food restaurant, there's no amount of time that I will pick it up and eat it. Too many germ kids. I'm like a slight germaphobe.
Yeah.
If it was
the subway station in New York.
Oh, gosh. No. Zero time.
Hospital.
Oh, pfft. No way.
Okay, well, where would you pick it up?
Maybe my own house.
Maybe. You don't trust your own?
I don't know. I have a dog.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Good point.
Yeah.
Does your dog sleep with you, though?
No.
Okay. So you have some boundaries there.
Yes. Yeah. He is allowed on my daughter's bed, so he sleeps in their room with them. But that's the only piece of furniture that he's allowed on.
Wow. Mm. You're a stickler.
Well, he was really out of control, and so we had to have a dog trainer come to our house. Do you want to know what the dog trainer was called?
What?
The Doggy Llama.
I love a good pun name. That's awesome.
Restoring peace in our home. So he told us a lot of strategies, a lot of tips that would help our dog Watson kind of maintain some control. I mean, stay under control. We maintain control over him. But yeah, he was crazy. He's doing better now.
And he probably eats everything that you drop anyway, so you don't get a chance to pick it up.
That is so true.
Well, JJ, this has been so fun. Can you let everyone know the best way to find you and listen to your music?
Oh, sure. JJHeller.com is probably the best place. It has links to Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, all the things.
I love following you on Instagram, by the way.
Thank you.
And Jim does, too.
Yes, I do.
And maybe you could give Jim a pity follow, because he doesn't have that many.
Aww.
That'll make two now.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot. Share it on social media. Help us spread the word about My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me. And our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.